Here breakfast, it's Cliffo and Gabby. Just a content warning, if there's little ears in the car, we're going to talk about some pretty meaty stuff for the next few minutes. So content warning out there. And I didn't bring in my coffee cup in to tap because it's family meeting time. I like to...
I didn't bring the bell either, sorry.
I like to tap my coffee cup when it's family meeting time because yesterday a really big issue on the show was internet safety after I told the story, and I'm going to kind of speak in tongues here. That my daughter came across a character on the internet that was made up to scare young children. My daughter's only 8. She had a brush with this character, and this really evil, scary-looking character pops up during nice videos just to scare children. And we put it out there, and it turns out I am most certainly not alone. There's a lot of parents out there concerned about internet safety. And Susan McLean is Australia's foremost expert when it comes to cyber safety in children, and she's on the phone right now. Susan, thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure, and it's great to be with you and your listeners.
And is it right what I'm saying there? Like, what happened to my family and my little girl? That's definitely not an isolated incident.
Oh, no. It's something that's very, very common. And I think there's an assumption when you set your child down to watch something that is allegedly kid-friendly, that it will be okay. And that's not reality.
So before we get into any specific stories, are there any general rules you tell parents when it comes to cybersecurity and young kids?
So young children should never have unsupervised access to the internet because it is simply not safe. And you don't know from one moment to another what might happen. You might have a day where nothing goes wrong. You might have a day where something goes wrong. So little people should not have unsupervised access to the internet. Then, as a parent and guardian, you need to put in place rules, boundaries, user restrictions that devices come with, all those other add-ons.
So does that mean, Susan, like literally watching over their shoulder whenever they're on their device?
It does when they're really young, because it is so easy for them to type something in and end up somewhere where they didn't intend to be.
Makes sense. We're going to play some callers to you here, Susan, because this just went crazy when we mentioned it yesterday. There's a lot of Queensland parents out there who have had brushes with internet issues with their children. This is Jason's story, who called through yesterday.
So there was an internet challenge thing going on at one stage, and it was where you had to basically choke yourself hold your breath or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my daughter tried it, and she managed to put herself out and chipped a tooth on the wall when she went out.
I've never heard of that one, Susan. That one scared me to the bone.
Oh, no, that's very common. It's the choking or the asphyxiation challenge.
Wow. So what's your advice for parents on this one?
Yeah, so I am aware of a school on the Gold Coast where 4 primary school boys were choked unconscious by another student participating in that challenge. So this is what parents, one thing that I will always bang on about is if a platform says it's not suitable for your child, it's not suitable for your child. So please don't put little people on age-restricted apps. Nothing is available for children under 13 other than Messenger Kids and YouTube Kids app. So they're on these platforms such as TikTok. It's a TikTok challenge. Then they try to emulate it or copy it. And I'm not saying that a 14-year-old is going to be any safer, but it's about keeping your little people safer longer. And that's by not putting them on these platforms where they can get exposed to this sort of content.
Yeah. So essentially primary school age children at least should never be on any of this stuff aside from, you know, Messenger for Kids, like you said.
It's all 13 plus. All the platforms that your child may want to sign up for will have that minimum age of 13.
Here's another one. This is Megan who called through yesterday.
My child actually sent a nude photo at a request of a boy on Snapchat.
No.
It happens so often. And, we've educated our child as much as we can.
Yeah.
But she had, you know, a vulnerable weak moment where she wanted a boy to accept her.
Yeah.
I can imagine that happening when I was younger. Like, you want to impress people and...
We even took it to the police and everything.
What would be your advice for Megan there, Susan?
All right, so that photo was not taken in the kitchen or the lounge room. It was taken in a bedroom or a bathroom, which are the two places that digital devices with cameras should never be. So we need to reduce the opportunity for children to get sucked in to participate in these activities, the same as grooming by pedophiles. again, those photos are not being taken in common areas of the houses. So get devices out where you can see them.
Oh, Susan, that's such smart advice.
And, of course, go to the police. Like, you know, yeah. It's a crime. So we need to obviously let the police know about that. But yeah. we want to try to prevent.
Susan, where's the best place for worried parents to go? Is there resources for parents out
there? So there's multiple resources. We're very lucky in Australia. We have the Office of the eSafety Commissioner. So that's a federal government department that provides fact sheets and resources. There's a parents portal on that. My website, www.cybersafetysolutions.com.au, has got fact sheets. My Facebook page, Susan McLean, Cyber Safety Expert. I post stuff all the time about what's trending, what to be aware of. Because we need to, my mantra is educate to prevent.
Yeah. Susan, it's been an absolute eye-opener. Yeah. A big thank you to all the listeners who called through and joined the conversation yesterday. And you've given some really clear directions and advice this morning. So thank you so much for that, Susan.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.